When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino back with a double challenge exit interview. It's the week before TJ's final. And next week, we will crown a winner of the Challenge USA 2. But in the meantime, we have two people who went home in this last episode. It's Cassidy and it's Josh. And here with me to have some words with our latest departed challenge competitors. It's the co-host of the Challenge Wrap Up. It's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. Very excited. We're right on the verge of the final. Ready to see who takes this thing home.
Yes. Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear what you and Allie have to say about this last episode before we get to the finals. Kind of like, is Chris Underwood going to win another show? Is this happening?
He honestly might. It would be pretty crazy.
I'd be pretty pumped up. I'd be pretty excited for Chris.
Yeah, I don't know what his story would be the next time. Maybe people think he's the worst challenge winner ever.
Yeah,
I don't know,
a lot of interesting outs. Desi could have redemption after the last time out with Enzo. So a lot of intrigue going into the finale. So we will have some other people that we know from Survivor and Big Brother here joining us. We have Cassidy and Josh. We'll talk to Cassidy up first. You can watch both of these interviews on our YouTube channel. So let's go ahead and bring in Cassidy. Hey, Cassidy, what's going on? It's Rob and Brian for RHAP. Sad to see you go out, Cassidy. You were so close to the finals. I know that you were disappointed. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I've come to terms with it. You know, I'm at peace with it. I did everything I could. I really believe that. And I'm proud of myself for what I did. And so I can't have regrets. I held on to too many regrets after I lost Survivor, and it wasn't good for me. So I'm just trying to be at peace with everything that happened, and I'm still really proud of my journey. So I'm good.
How frustrating is it for you to see week after week, yeah, Desi come into power, Michaela come into power, and they just refuse to take the shot at Tori, knowing how big of a threat she is? She's coming off a winner last season. Like, how frustrating was that you couldn't get through to them to be like, Tori's right there. We need to take the shot at her.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating. It felt like they were just scared, you know? And that's okay. Like, to be fair, she's a scary person to have to go into an elimination against. And, but at the same time, it's like, do you really want to run a final with her? Like, is it not worth it to, even try? But I think she was just so well protected, at the beginning of the game, with the blue team. And then with all of the vets and everybody that was still left, it was hard to take a shot at her. But yeah, it was frustrating because obviously I don't know. It didn't seem like the smartest move to go into the final with so many strong women, but it helped them get to the final. So I can't say that wasn't the right move for them. it's just, yeah, it was tough.
Cassidy, now, you know, I don't like to see this survivor on survivor violence here on the challenge. And the survivors were putting you into the daily challenge, you know, after a couple of different times. What happened? Why couldn't all the survivors stay on the same page?
I think it was multiple things. I think it was the fact that, like, Tori approached them with this idea of, like, let's protect each other. We're probably going to win the most dailies, and that way we can ensure our spot in the final, which makes sense. Like, it was a smart move for them. Obviously it sucked for me because I wasn't perceived as one of the strong women. But it was that, it was a little bit of the fact that, like, I think me and Michaela didn't really get along. I think it was, you know, maybe some of the bolder moves I had made in the game made them uneasy to work with me because they didn't want that same target on their back. Maybe it was that, but what I really think it was we were getting so down to the wire. There were so few numbers left and they just felt like their best path forward was with Tori rather than with me. And, you know, I really think it was, like, mostly that. I also, like, just hadn't formed as close of a relationship with them as I had with some of the other survivor players, like Chris and Michelle and Sebastian. And so that's just kind of how the chips fell whenever we got so close to the end.
Let's talk about your relationship with Wes through the season. You had a very, very fun feud, I think, from the outsider's perspective. How are you two now? Like, have you kind of talked about, like, your issues? Like, do you think you could work together if Wes ever comes back? Like, what kind of, like, brought you guys apart? Everything between you and Wes, what happened really there?
Me and Wes have not spoken since the season. I'm not opposed to, like, talking with him. I don't know. I didn't really feel like he was a hard person for me to have, like, a genuine conversation with. So I feel like there was, like, what was I going to say after? Like, oh, sorry. Like, I don't know. He didn't reach out to me. I didn't reach out to him, which is fine. But, like, especially, like, towards the end, like, our last elimination that we both went into, I felt like he was, like, totally, like, rooting against me and, like, trying to help Alyssa. And so I just felt like we weren't on the best terms and I didn't really want to approach him after the game. But I think, like, when, even during our feud, we still, like, had a funny relationship. Like, we didn't hate each other. We would, like, have these little talks and I know he was trying to manipulate me and I was, like, trying to, like, make him think that he was manipulating me, but, like, I was just smirking in the back of my mind the whole time. But we would, like, joke about, like, Wes, like, I'll just be your prodigy, like, you know, you're the ultimate ginger of the show, but, like, I can take your place once you decide because you're retiring. Like, why don't we just, we would, like, make jokes like that because he'd always be like, there's only room for one ginger here. And I'm like, I'm not even that ginger. Like, I'm, like, maybe half ginger. But so we have, like, a funny relationship. It wasn't all just, like, vitriol between us. But I don't know, like, that we'll ever be able to, like, fully work together. I mean, I wouldn't mind, like, not having him as an enemy if I play again with him because he's kind of a scary enemy to have, you know? He's really good at his social and strategic game. And I don't really have anything against him. We just didn't get along that well in the show for various reasons, but I wouldn't say, like, have anything against him.
Cassidy, could you talk a little bit about your hall brawl versus Chanel? I felt like it was, like, an unusual hall brawl with there being a puzzle incorporated. Did you feel good going into that?
I mean, I don't know if anybody feels good going into a hall brawl. It's a scary Fessy prospect. Might. Very true. Very true. But, like, I was fine with it being a hall brawl. I almost wish it was a normal hall brawl rather than, like, whatever that was. Cause it felt like it was over so quick and I just didn't even have a chance to, like, process what was happening before it was over. And in my other eliminations, I was fighting for it, like, tooth and nail. And I didn't have that opportunity to do that in this. And so it felt very anticlimactic for me to go out that way after just, like, the season I had had. And I really wanted, like, if I was going to go out, I wanted to go out kicking and screaming and be dragged from that arena by my hair. Like, you know what I mean? So it kind of was hard to process in the moment. Cause I'm like, wait, I haven't even lost my breath yet. This is over. Cause I was just so used to my other eliminations being really, really intense. So, I didn't love it. Like, as a final challenge, I feel like I wish it had been a little more, like, involved rather than it being over so quick. But, yeah, you know,
So going all the way back to the beginning of the season, you were actually one of the captains for one of the three teams. And then your team kind of became like the super team where all the vets kind of went to. Was there, did you feel pride that like you drafted the team that everyone wanted to go to? Or were you like annoyed? Like, why are these vets going to go away? I don't want to work with you. What was the feeling for you as the captain of that team with all the vets kind of merging over to there?
Yeah. I did feel pride. Like it was exciting to like have picked such a dominant team. You know, it was really cool to know that, like, cause I went so much based off my intuition. Cause I didn't know a lot about any of these players before I drafted them. And I went a lot based off my intuition. And so it was nice to know that like the picks I made ended up being, you know, great picks, and we worked really well as a team. And yeah, it was kind of sad to see some of the players go, that were originally on the blue team. But at the same time, like every time somebody came out of the elimination, it was like they were usually like the stronger player, or like it was usually like a strong player that. And so my team was just only getting stronger and more dominant. So in that way, it was cool. Cause I'm like, okay, yeah, it sucks to see some of the people go, but I'm also like, you know, I've got Desi now. I've got, you know, like Bananas, and even Wes like adds a lot of value to a team. So it was like my team just kept getting stronger. And so it was kind of like this monster that like couldn't be stopped in a way, which was cool. I honestly wish we had just done teams all the way to the final. Maybe I would have made it, but then I wouldn't have had the story that I did. So, but yeah, it was cool. It was a good way to start the game. And it was nice to feel safe for a lot of the game, you know, cause I ended up feeling very unsafe for the latter half,
right.
But to have that sort of safety at the beginning was really nice. Not have to like be fighting for my life the entire time. Cause I definitely would not have made it as far as I did if that was the case.
Cassidy, how interested are you in more the challenge?
Like in playing again?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think like before I didn't, it wasn't the same for me as playing Survivor. Cause obviously like, I've watched Survivor my whole life and I was like so excited. But playing the challenge, like gave me such a love for it that I think now, like I absolutely would play again if I was asked. I definitely need to like train a little harder, and I just don't want to go in and be perceived as like the weakling again. And as somebody who's just easy to pick off, because like, that's just, I don't want to have to go through another uphill battle. Like, I mean, I will if I have to, but I would like, you know, I would like to go in again and just see what I can do. Like having trained harder, having already experienced playing once, and having that kind of like, information and like knowledge and relationships that I built under my belt, and see if, you know, maybe I could actually make it to a final. But yeah, it's kind of also an exhausting prospect too, because you're like, oh my god, that's so close, I have to do it all over again. But I think, I mean, it was just such an exciting thing to be a part of, and it was really fun. So yeah, it's like, what a cool job. Like, how could I say no to that if I got asked again, you know?
I would hope after three elimination wins, hopefully people won't, you know, think of you that way going to your next season. You would think the perception of you would definitely flip on its head if you come back. So I'm looking forward to that.
Hopefully. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that's your story, Cassidy. I feel like people are always underestimating you, and you always have to, you know, be fighting that battle.
Yeah. I think that's a kind of a theme of my life in a way. Like, I even underestimate myself, you know, and then I'm able to like prove to myself what I'm capable of. And it gives me a lot more like confidence and belief in myself. So I think that's cool too. And I don't hold it against people that they underestimate me, you know, cause like, but it was also cool to be able to change those perceptions and of viewers and of the people I was playing with. So, and of myself. So yeah, it was, it's cool to be underestimated. Cause then when you prove yourself, it looks even better almost. Like if you go in and you're already seen as a dominant force and then you dominate, it's kind of like, oh yeah, cool. But like, we all expected that. Which when you're like not, when you're kind of an underdog and you're not really expected to do well, and then you do well, it's like, it's a little sweeter, you know, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, Cassidy, thank you for making some time to talk with us. Best of luck outside the show, okay?
Thank you. So good to see you.
Good to see you too. Bye. Take care. Bye. All right, Brian, there you have it. There's Cassidy.
Great to hear from her. It's a shame she fell just short of the final. I feel like she would have made a good run at it, but it's too bad.
Yeah, just short of the final. And of course, you know, Cassidy is a game changer of Survivor at this point. Did you hear about Emily?
Yes, she is the princess that is promised because of Cassidy's loss. Pretty crazy. You see Gabler win, you got to go do it yourself.
Yeah, okay, so Cassidy having a big impact on the challenge and still on Survivor to this day. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you our interview with Josh Martinez coming up right after this.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Josh, what's going on? It's Rob and Brian for RHAP. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Yeah, doing good. It was a dramatic ending to your run here on the challenge. I know you got super close and then ultimately had to end up facing Fessy in the hall brawl. Were you disappointed that you came very close to beating Fessy in a hall brawl?
I mean, I'm disappointed at the whole thing. Let's just be honest. I mean, it's not ideal. You don't want to go up against your best friend, let alone Fessy, the biggest guy in the house. So, you know, definitely a little bit intimidating. But at that point, it's like you just got to lock in when you're down in the sand. And I mean, it's literally do or die. So it was really tough, man. I'm not even going to lie. But I mean, I held my own, which I'm proud of. So I didn't roll over. And the twist definitely helped. I don't know about three rounds against Fess in a hall, bro. That's pretty tough. And to be honest with you, I probably would have preferred the three rounds, right?
Because
this was one and done, and this limb probably lasted like 45 seconds, if that. It was so quick.
Yeah.
That was the hardest thing. I was like, damn, I didn't really feel like I was able to fight for myself. So that sucked. But yeah, it was tough. Overall, the whole thing was hard.
So you had a couple tough decisions throughout the season, obviously with the West decision and now this one. So at least going with this one, voting in Bananas instead of Corey in the hopper. Can you talk about how you landed on that decision and why specifically Bananas over Corey in the spot? And even I know you mentioned maybe tossing yourself in. Were you seriously considering doing that at this decision as well? Or like everything that went around that decision?
Yeah. So, dude, that was the hardest. That was a really tough spot to be in because till that point we had all played together, right? Like I wish I could have gone with that perspective. Like, hey guys, we looked out for each other. That's it. We made it this far. We don't want to be in this spot, but this is what we have to do. Instead of obviously making the promise to Johnny and then having Fess pulling me, I was being pulled in different directions. It just didn't feel like I was going against Corey. Like if I would have just voted for Corey, that would have been logical. I would have ran the final, but it felt like I was crossing Fessy or Johnny. That's what that decision felt like. So that was really hard, but you know, I think that a lot played into the fact with obviously not wanting to cross Fessy. Fessy out of everyone there is one of my best friends. He's literally, one of my really good friends in real life. So I felt like I didn't want to wrong him, but then also you have a 7-time champ. So that played into my logic, but dude, walking into that vote, even having to decide, you know, call it what you want. That was really tough. And I was undecided until the very end. And honestly, I did consider at some point, it's so crazy that I was like, I think I'm just going to throw one vote my way. Cause I didn't think I was going to get any votes.
Mm-hmm.
And Tori walked out of her vote and told me straight up. She was like, listen, don't vote for yourself. So right then and there, I was like, all right, she knows something I don't know. But it was an emotional day. It was very hard for me, obviously, as you see. So yeah, it was just tough, dude. It was really tough.
If you had to do it over again to pick what ball to go into the hopper, would you have made the same decision?
Oh.
What would you have done?
Oh. Dude, honestly, probably like if I'm being the reason why I wouldn't have done it is because even it's been weeks having to relive that fucking sucks. Breaking, you know, my trust with Johnny and just like kind of in a sense, kind of ruining that friendship. That's what's hard. Nah,
you made the right decision, Josh, because you know what? Bananas isn't going to be around forever. You're the new generation.
I get that. But it, dude, we have a really good friendship and I think the whole thing is like
he's too busy with the House of Villains and the traitors. He doesn't care about you.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
You take care of you, Josh.
Yeah, he doesn't get two shits, but no, I wouldn't. Dude, just because of the effect that it had on me after, dude, I went against my word. I've been on TV for 6 years and while I've played the game and I've backstabbed people, I've never really done that. So even morally, like just internally, that was something that I was struggling with really bad. So I wouldn't have done that. If I'm being honest, I probably would have just had a conversation with Corey and done that, or probably just voted on myself and be like, fuck it, you know, because the internal struggle that I had after that whole vote, it was really tough. And I'm not going to like, you know, lie about that. So yeah, I don't think I would have made the same move.
I think coming into the season, a lot of people knew you and Fessel were very close. You had a lot of history together, but it was kind of surprising how close you were with Wes and Johnny. I think from the outside perspective, I don't think we realize how much of a friendship you develop with each of them. Can you talk about how your relationship with each of them has changed these last few years?
Yeah, dude. You know, me and I'll separate the two. I think with me and Johnny, we're a lot closer. Johnny has always been a vet. It doesn't make for good TV when people are getting along, right? And talking about life and just bonding and cracking jokes. But that's always been our friendship throughout the seasons that I've done. Johnny has always been a vet that's kind of like been in my corner either the way, like dealing with the fans, dealing with the producers, dealing with everything. He's always been kind of like, if you want to say a mentor, if you want to say, he's always been in my corner. And all of the vets and especially him that he's done it for so long, he's kind of taken me under his wing. So that's why in a sense, crossing him, it was tough. And we spent every single day in that. Johnny and Tori were my closest friends in this game, in this season. We spent every single second together, if that. So that was really hard. With Wes, I'll be honest with you, I'll do the move again. Like if Wes comes back and we play together, at this point, it's not even a blind side. Like you already know I'm going to take a shot at you at some point. And I stand by that one. What sucks is I wish I could have been honest with him. I wish I would have just been like, hey, I'm voting you in, not blindside him. But at the end of the day, with a caliber Wes, the player that he is, how do you not blindside him? He's a champ. He's good at everything. Like, you know, how do you not take that shot? And you can say the same for Johnny, but me and Johnny just have a closer bond. So, you know, while I stand by the Wes move, the one with Johnny, I do regret it.
Okay, Josh, yeah. So you were this close to the final. Does that mean you got to keep coming back, right?
I mean, at this point, it's like, I can't walk away now. You know, I think that, listen, people love to throw my record and that I haven't made a final and that I haven't won and all that stuff. But with each season that I do, dude, I'm the luckiest person in the world. I feel one, I continue to get a shot, which I'm so blessed. But also I gained so much growth personally. No other career path, no other opportunity would help me kind of change into the man that I've become at 29 years old. So I'm just going to keep working my ass off and hopefully, fingers crossed, they call me for the next one. And, you know, hopefully I get my ticket in. But yeah, for sure, I'm going to come back. I think that it is really hard, especially this one. I'm not going to lie. This one was really tough, but yeah, I got something to prove to myself that I just like, I can make it happen. So I'm definitely going to come back for sure.
The other complicated relationship.
I'll take breaks here and there if I'm being real.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options to choose from for these shows. So you can pick and choose.
Yeah.
the other complicated relationship you had coming into the season was with Pauly. Obviously you were captain, you picked him on your team. It seemed like you two kind of mended a lot of the problems you had in the past. Is that still holding true beyond the season? Have you 100%. Guys kind of rebuilt that friendship?
100%. That's one of the things that I'm extremely happy that I've walked away with, was kind of mending that whole thing with Pauly. I've done a couple seasons and I don't hate anyone. Like, that's just not in my heart. When I tell you I hated this man. I did not like Pauly. So coming in strategically, I was like, once I saw that I was captain, I was like, I wasn't thinking like me and him are going to be friends. I'm like, I'm going to have him in my corner and I'm going to control him. I was like, I'm going to literally like put down this like fire, like put out this fire, and like, I'm going to have him in my corner because I know he's not going to turn on me. So that was a strategic move. As the game went on and we had good conversations, I realized this guy has completely changed from the person that he was. And I think that he really wanted to come in and show that. And I appreciated that. So we are in a really good spot now. And I'm so happy to see him back in the picture and back. The guy's a great competitor, you know? So, yeah, that's a really good takeaway for me that me and Pauly, hopefully moving forward in future seasons that we play together, I think we'll have each other's back.
Okay, Josh. So it didn't work out on the challenge this summer, but you did get to be the face of the wall comp on Big Brother 25. What was your reaction to seeing your giant face over the wall?
Listen, the fan of me, I'm a huge Big Brother fan. I think the whole fan base knows that. And while I'm trying to, the whole meatball thing, I'm over it. And I'm being real with you. It's like, dude, it's pretty freaking surreal, man. Like, I never thought that I would, like, let alone be like, I don't know. It's just surreal. It's such a cool, as a fan of the show, growing up being a fan of the show was epic. So yeah, that was really cool, man. They made my day with that one. I was geeking out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Josh, always nice to talk to you. All the best outside the show, and take care, buddy.
That's awesome. Thank you so care. Much.
Bye. All right, Brian, there you have it. Josh Martinez.
The big meatball.
He doesn't like that anymore. He doesn't want to do it.
I know.
He's over that. Come on,
yeah,
Brian.
It's like your sitcom brand. You want to break away from your character, original character.
Yeah, he wants to lose his catchphrase. I really did feel like he made the right decision. I know he's like beating himself up over it. I mean, yeah, he had like the rough exit with both Bananas and Wes from this season. But I do think that there is like a changing of the guard going on in the challenge. Better to have like throw his lot in with Fessy than with Bananas. I mean, how many more challenges is Bananas going to do?
Right. Even if Fessel didn't want that, he shouldn't want to run a final against Bananas. Bananas said it himself at the first 2 minutes of the episode. Who wants to run against me in a final? It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Johnny Bananas dodged a bullet there with all those balls in the hopper. Don't know if he'll be so lucky on House of the Villains. We will have some special coverage today, Brian, of House of Villains exciting. Season premiere, and talk more about Johnny Bananas there. Brian, what else is coming up for you?
That's it. Challenge USA final next week. Challenge 39 premieres the week after that. So there's no break for Allie and I. We're just going to jump right into the MTV version right after this.
Jump right in. All right. Well, Brian, great to have you back here for the exit interview. Can't wait to see how this challenge is going to wrap up next week. And then we'll have exits with a bunch of people, whoever is going to do press in terms of the final group of people. 1 hour or 2 hours for the challenge finale? Got to be two, right?
No, I think it's just going to be one.
We're going to wrap up this whole thing in 1 hour?
Yeah, usually the finals can usually just be 1 hour. But what are they bumping? Can you bump Buddy Games? I mean, is that going to take a week off?
I don't know. Was it 1 hour? I feel like it was at least 2 hours last season.
It felt like 6 hours for the last final.
I feel it was like almost like a two-part. It was like a two-part episode, and then the second part was like 2 hours.
It might have been like a week and a half. I think it might have started the final like with this episode and then wrapped it up the week after. But as far as I know, it's just 1 hour.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see how it all goes next week. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.